Well, a good friend of mine this week said to me, you know, following Jesus will pretty much cause you to rethink everything you thought you understood about the world. And I had thought about that for a second, and I thought, yeah, that sounds about right. And not only will cause you to rethink, but it will cause you to continue to rethink everything you thought you knew about the world. And it strikes me that that might be both wonderful and really frustrating at the same time. And then we come to the scripture text today where Jesus says he just taught in parables. And the Gospel of Mark says that Jesus didn't teach anything to anybody other than in parables. And parables are kind of fun because I think sometimes we read a parable and then we think about it some more and it seems like there's always more there. I liked the way Pastor Loos described it in his little write-up, like the teaser for the sermon this week. He's preaching in Minneapolis this morning on the same text. And he described it, he said, you know, he described what parables are not. He said, you know, parables are not like a little morality tale, like Aesop's fables or something, you know. Never at the end of a parable does Jesus say, and the moral of the story is, you know. And he said they're also not just like a nice little story that ties up in a perfect little bow. He said they're kind of more like riddles or even jokes or even like these little like mini dramas that you find yourself digging around in. And it seems they have a tendency to break the world's norms or our common understanding of how the love of God operates. The first parable that Pastor Callan read for us this morning from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus tells this parable of a sower. And I think it comes across pretty straightforward, you know. He says there's a sower, went to sow seed in the field. Some of it fell on the path, and it was eaten by the birds. Didn't take root. Some of it fell among rocky soil, and it sprouted real quick, but then it didn't have the roots to withstand the heat and the sun and withered right away. Some of it fell where there were thorns, and the thorns grew up, and then it choked the crop. The crop couldn't get through. And then some of it fell on good soil, and it produced, you know, some of it pretty well, some of it really well, and some of it like, wow, it really produced. And I love that parable because it kind of seems simple enough, but then you start thinking about it a little bit more. You know, I grew up in rural Minnesota, farming country, and in the springtime, if you went out on the country roads, maybe like ones that go this way here, and you saw a pile of soybean seed on the road, you knew one of two things happened. One, either the farmer made a big mistake, or there was a malfunction with the equipment and such. And then, you know, I have a friend of mine whose grandfather has been like a long line of farmers. You know, out of the womb, he started farming. And whenever she and her cousins would go on the farm and they were getting like too rambunctious, Grandpa would give them a chore. And the chore was to go out in the field and pick rocks. Because, you know, rocks aren't good for the plow and they're not great for the crop and such like that. And then you think, well, what about the thorns? What dunderheaded farmer throws seed among the thorns? You get what I'm saying? Parables are one of those things, like you hear it, and then you're on the car, you think you know what you're talking about, and then you're on the car ride home, you're like, wait a second. Jesus gives some clues how to read this parable. In one of the Gospels, the disciples say, you know, can you explain this for us, Lord? And he tells them, he says, well, okay, the word, or the seed, is the word of God, and it's sown. And then we, or people, are various types of soil. So some people are like a path, and the word comes, and it doesn't do anything at all. Some people are like the rocky soil, and, you know, it kind of sprouts up, but then it just kind of goes away real quick. Some, it's like, you're like amidst the thorns, and the desires of the world kind of creep in on it, and some are like good soil. And he just kind of leaves it at that. And I think that our natural inclination, I know my inclination then, is to kind of want to put a morality tale on the end of it. And the moral of the story is, be good soil, right? Don't be the path, don't be the rock stone. But then you start driving home and you start thinking more. And I thought, you know, there are days, times, moments in my life when I'm like a path. God can say something to me, or I can receive the word of God, and it doesn't take root at all. I mean, it's like I don't even hear it. And then sometimes I'm like rocky soil, you know, maybe I'll be inspired to be more generous in my life. And almost like a New Year's resolution, I do really well for January. And then February comes along. Or sometimes I'm like, the weight of life, or even my own ambitions or my own desires kind of choke out and don't allow me the seed to really take root in me. And then every now and then, I'm actually like good soil, and I see that something is produced that's okay. So we might want to be good soil. You can go home and say, yeah, be good soil, and yet at the same time, sometimes that can be pretty hard. Which soil are you? Which brings me back to the farmer. In Jesus' parable, this farmer just throws seed everywhere. This is either a really dumb farmer or a really lavish, generous farmer who even hopes maybe that seed might do something on a path. That's the fun of parables. God's word comes to all of us this morning. Which soil are you? I don't know. But Jesus is chucking seed at you. The second parable Pastor Callan read is about mustard seed. And Jesus, first of all, says that the mustard seed is the smallest seed in all the world, which isn't even close to true. There's lots of seeds smaller than mustard seed, but let's give Jesus the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he just wants to make the point that it's tiny. Doesn't look like much. And then he says it grows into the grandest of shrubs or trees, which seems not to be true at all either. Why didn't Jesus say the kingdom of God can be compared to the cedars of Lebanon or the oak trees of Victoria, Minnesota? No, he says it's like a mustard shrub. You can go home and search Mideastern mustard shrub and look at the pictures, and it's like this gnarly little bush. It's more like a weed, actually. And you can read about it. It's kind of more of an annoying thing. It'll grow anywhere. You don't have to plant it. It'll just grow. And you can't really get rid of it either. And then you can see, you know, Jesus says the birds make their nests in it. You can see, oh, that'd be a perfect place for a bird's nest. It's all protected. It has shade from the sun and everything. So what's he talking about? You can imagine people laughed when he said this. But maybe Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God here in this place doesn't really look all that grandiose. It might look pretty ordinary. Pretty unnoticed even sometimes. In us. In the world. It looks pretty lowly. And yet he says it can kind of grow anywhere. And it gives life to other creatures. So what now? What for us? I've been saying earlier this morning that, you know, I hesitate to try and explain any more of this because I'm going to be on the car ride home later on and I'm going to be like, oh, there's something else to this, you know, there's more. You know, I think, you know, these days, no matter where we are, whether you're maybe rocky soil or you got thorns growing or you're, you know, maybe you're like the path, you know, I think there's truth. These days there's a lot to be worried and concerned about, and that can be struggles. We hear of rumors of impending war, perhaps. We witness violence being accepted or even endorsed by political figures. People continue to bear heavy burdens in the pandemic. I think of teachers and medical staff and such. The creation is groaning from a lot of stuff we've done to it. People continue to be judged and feel the effects of oppressive measures due to the color of their skin. There's lots of paths and rocks and thorns. And I don't really know the answers to any of it, but the parable seems to say that we have a farmer who continues to throw seed and throws it everywhere. And another parable that says even the smallest of seeds can grow pretty much anywhere and into a great bush that perhaps is just ordinary, but it gives life and protection and safety. I don't know what else to say, but Jesus says, let anyone with ears listen. So as you go out of church today, maybe just kind of make sure they're still there. And remember that the seed has been sown in you. Amen.